Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, how to prepare for the second coming. The first part of Jesus' prophecy in today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 28, has already come true. Jerusalem was surrounded by Roman soldiers in the year 70 AD, who attacked the holy city when it was crowded with Jews making a pilgrimage to celebrate the Passover. A few weeks later, the Roman general Titus encircled the city with his entire army and cut off all communication and food supplies. The resulting famine was disastrous. On July 23rd, a Roman soldier flung a blazing torch into the temple, striking close to the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctuary, the most sacred place of the whole world. The fire consumed everything and spread to the other buildings. Soon, the whole Temple Mount was nothing but corpses and smoldering ruins. Few people survived. All that remained were the three towers of Herod's palace and the western wall of the mount, now known as the Wailing Wall. Jesus had said, "Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Since the fall of Jerusalem under the Romans, we've been living in the times of the Gentiles, the completion of which will take place when, as Jesus described next, the Son of Man will come on a cloud with great power and glory, meaning his second coming. Only God knows when the second coming will occur. Whenever we guess, we're wrong. Meanwhile, throughout all the more than 2,000 years of the times of the Gentiles, there have been signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. We've had devastating natural disasters, and nations have been in anguish and dismay since the beginning of humankind. People have been dying from fright since the first disaster, and this will not end until Christ resurrects the whole world from the death and destruction of sin and the contamination of demons. At the end of the times of the Gentiles, Christ will transform the earthly world into paradise, evil will be destroyed, and all suffering will end. The question is, what will we do today about the sufferings and the presence of evil that's on earth now? Are we going to just sit and wait for our divine rescuer? Or are we going to go out into the world to bring Christ to the people who need a rescuer here and now? For anyone to experience the second coming of Christ, they must first experience the first. Jesus will be born within them when conversion begins in their hearts. His conception in them begins when we reveal what Jesus is really like by giving them his love and by letting them know that Jesus is the source of that love. Rather than focus on what the second coming will be like, we're called to conquer the power of death by sharing Christ with others today.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.